This convention special podcast is sponsored by Google. Our friends at Google are working hard to create great technology products for everyone. They're inviting you to participate in Google User Research Studies, where you can help shape the future of accessible products and features and get rewarded for it. Check out our tweet for the sign-up link at blindbargains or head to google.com/userresearch. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
At NFB 2018 in Orlando, I am here with Laura Allen. She is Accessibility Program Manager for Chrome and Chrome OS. Lots of new things and cool stuff going on with Chrome, and she's here to tell us all about it. You're welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And of course, Google is sponsoring a lot of our convention coverage. We do appreciate that. So definitely check out the series for the other interviews from many Google employees as well here at NFB and ACB. So thank you so much. So why don't we just start from the beginning? I know a lot of people are familiar with Chromebooks, but I think for some people, it's one of those things that, you know it's a Chromebook's out there, but maybe it's not someone's primary computer. So why don't you give us an intro?
Yeah, sure. So Chromebooks are laptop computers that are built at the Chrome operating system is built at Google on our Chrome OS team. So Chromebooks are a little bit different than your traditional PC laptops, for example. So they're really designed to be very, fast and secure and simple and lightweight. They're designed to run apps and get you on the internet really quickly and efficiently. They're not designed to run like traditional software that you would install. They're really meant to be kind of like web-based apps. And what we do is we work with a lot of different manufacturers, like from HP to Dell to Acer to Samsung, many others, to develop the different hardware for Chromebooks. So they can come in different sizes, different shapes, different, some have touch screens, some don't. Some will rotate into a tablet mode. Some are traditional clamshell laptops. So it really just depends on what you're looking for in terms of the amount of processing power and whatnot, and amount of RAM, whether or not you want a touchscreen, etc. And then the actual experience once you turn on the Chromebook, like the software experience, is exactly the same across no matter what model or what price point you purchase your Chromebook at. So they go as low as about $150, and then they go all the way up to about over $1,000, just depending on, again, what you're looking for in the hardware. But that software experience and all of your accessibility settings and all of your features there will be the same across the different models that you can choose from. So Chromebooks are also really interesting for the purpose of sharing. So, for example, let's just say we have a family sharing a device. If you have your account, like let's say I have my account on my Chromebook and I'm signed in, I set the different accessibility features that I need for my vision. Those will be saved and synced to my account. So if I go to another Chromebook, somebody else's who's I've never touched before, if I sign in on that with my account, then my settings will be right there to support me. I don't have to reconfigure anything.
And even if you walk up to a new Chromebook and it doesn't have accessibility, you can hit a hotkey and turn on the speech to get started.
At any time, at any screen, you can press Ctrl-Alt-Z as in zebra to turn on Chrome Vox, which is our screen reader, and that's V-O-X, V as in voice. So yeah, every Chromebook comes built in with the Chrome Vox screen reader and a number of other accessibility features.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chrome Vox has changed for those people that maybe haven't played with a Chromebook in a while. There's a lot of new features and it's kind of been completely redesigned.
It has been, yes. So we launched the original version of Chrome Vox back in 2011, and we got a long way with it, but we collected a lot of feedback from our users along the way, and we realized that we really wanted to kind of re-envision and redesign it from the ground up. So we launched a completely new version, fully rebuilt, back in February of 2017, and we've been continuing to add additional features and functionalities to this new version. So back during the transition, this was called Chrome Vox Next, just during the transition. Now we're just back to calling it Chrome Vox because it's now on all Chromebooks by default as the new version. And this new version comes with a lot of cool new things. So overall, it's just like a faster, more consistent experience, just the way that it's actually interacting with the web page or with an app. We also have greatly simplified the keyboard shortcuts. So we got a lot of feedback from our original version that we had to hold down too many shortcuts, too many modifier keys to be able to navigate efficiently. So we stripped away our concept of layered keyboard commands.
Right.
And now we just have, one modifier key, which is our search key, which on other laptops is the caps lock key. It's the search key, and we just have no more layered commands. So for example, to go by heading, it's simply search plus H. To go by button, search plus B. Very straightforward in that regard. We also have a new speech panel and a menu panel. So for example, at any time with Chromebooks, you can press search plus period, and then a set of menus will pop up where you have a list of all your different jump commands that you can navigate through. You have a list of your open tabs, your Chromebooks options, which will kind of get you to the tutorial or to the keyboard learn mode. You can also get to a whole number of different lists, like headings lists or links lists, forms lists. So if you're on a complex web page, it's just a little bit easier to navigate.
So kind of like a one-stop shop. Now, many of these things probably have their own keyboard shortcuts, but if you don't want to memorize them all.
Exactly. So for anybody who's new to Chromebooks or anyone who's new to screen reading as a whole, we wanted to make kind of a central portal that you can just remember that one shortcut, search plus period, to get there and then kind of learn the different ones that you do want to memorize. Yeah. We have a few other things that are newer. So we added new ear cons. We redesigned the sounds that are kind of playing behind when you get to a button or to a link, just to make them a little bit more efficient, a little bit more pleasant. And
are they similar to Android, or are they their own thing? Are they entirely different?
They are their own. They are their own. And we have set them so that there's kind of the stereo positioning of them. So if you, for example, navigate to a button that's on the left side of the page, you're actually going to hear the button ear con in your left ear. Same as if you get to a link on the right side, you'll hear the link ear con in your right ear, just to get a little bit more of that contextual clue about what is the visual layout. So that's also new.
Really interesting. Now, if you're using programs like Google Docs, Google Drive, and say you're used to using them on other Windows or Mac, mm-hmm. are the keyboard shortcuts pretty similar if you wanted to transition over, or is it entirely different?
Within Google Docs or the general like screen readers?
I guess Google suite specifically.
They are going to be very similar, particularly with the Windows side. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and of course, there's Braille support as well. USB now?
Yes. So all you have to do at this point is just plug in a USB Braille display, and no other setup required. It'll just simply start working for you. Bluetooth Braille support is coming very soon, but right now you just plug in the USB Braille display, and then you're able to use it for input and output. There are different options. You can use UEB. We also have worked over the last months to add a number of different corded commands. So we wanted to add more that you can do from the Perkins-style keyboard on the Braille display. For example, to get around the different parts of the Chromebook, like the status area where you would want to go to your settings, or to get to the shelf of different apps on the bottom of the screen, and do more efficient navigation through your Braille display keyboard, so you don't have to shift your hand back and forth so many times between the QWERTY keyboard and the Braille display.
So the Braille support is USB only at this point?
Or? Yes, USB only at this point, but Bluetooth coming very soon.
Okay. Now, of course, the Chrome support, everything you've talked about is keyboard focused. Is there support for the touch screen as well? Or?
Yes, there is touch support as well. So right now, there are a lot of different Chromebooks out in the market that do have touch screens. And right now, if you were to use Chromebox out with a current machine that's out in the market, you'd be able to use kind of the basic touch functionality of swiping linearly, very similar to what you would do on a mobile phone.
Right.
Double tap to actually activate. You can also use touch exploration to explore whatever's underneath your finger, and you can drag your finger up and down the right edge of the screen to change the volume. We are in the process of adding a bunch of new gestures as well, since we're actually, we have more and more Chromebooks coming out that are convertible into tablet mode, and then we even have some tablets coming out later this year, like without keyboards. So we wanted to work on making the experience really good just with touch, so not with the keyboard. So we are adding more gestures coming out in the next two milestones. We work on six-week release cycles, so in the next set of the two next six-week release cycles, we're going to be adding more and more touch gestures, and we'll at some point soon be adding a touch tutorial as well, just to kind of give you a little bit more sense.
Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting insight of where Google is going as far as tablets and running Chrome. As far as the tablets and your Chromebooks as well, Android app support, is that coming, and how is that accessibility?
Yes. So we do have some of our Chromebooks are able to access the Play Store, which is the Android Play Store, in addition to the Chrome Web Store, so that we can access both Chrome and Android apps, which really gives you access to many, many, many different types of apps. So right now on a Chromebook, what happens is if you have Chromebox, the screen reader, on, and you open up an Android app or you access the Android Play Store, then you're automatically going to be put into the TalkBack screen reader, and you can still continue to use it with the keyboard, or you could use the touch screen to navigate around. To be totally honest, though, it comes with some seams, if you will, since you are technically using a different screen reader. Not all of the keyboard shortcuts are exactly the same. So the basic navigation and everything, that all works smoothly and consistently through. But we want to get to the point where we're in the process now of doing the technical work to make it possible to have Chromevox itself interact with the Android apps. So in the coming months, that's kind of what the plan is. That's the longer term plan. We'll transition over to making it work with Chromevox, which will then mean that you can also use a Braille display to interact with the Android apps.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. As far as the apps themselves, when you transition to TalkBack, if you enable Chromevox accessibility, does that turn on TalkBack as well?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about switching to Android and losing your speech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, besides Chromevox, other accessibility features, you were telling me about some new features for magnification.
Yeah. So we have a few different things. So we've had our full screen magnifier for a long time, which we recently did increase the maximum zoom level for our magnification all the way up to 20x now. But we did recently launch a different type of magnifier to go in case someone doesn't want to use the full screen magnifier. We now offer a docked magnifier, and the way this one works is basically it zooms in the top one third of the screen. So the top one third is the zoomed portion, the bottom two thirds, everything else is kind of resized to fit within. So you basically will take your mouse cursor and navigate around the bottom two-thirds of the screen, and it'll control whatever's actually being displayed in the zoomed-in portion. So this we basically had worked with a number of users to kind of figure out what is the right size. We've heard from some of our users that, it helps to reduce the overall amount of panning needed to get around the screen, and it helps some of our users feel like they have a better sense of where they are on the broader screen compared to needing to pan quite a bit on the full-screen magnifier. So we're excited that launched as of Chrome version 66, and we have a few other features as well. So we have a feature called Highlights, which can help with enhanced visibility. So Highlights can be turned on for going around the mouse cursor, the text caret, or the keyboard focused item. And this just basically adds a circle around those items.
Okay.
So, like, for example, if I had it on the mouse cursor, when I moved the cursor around, there would be a colored ring around it. And then I'd be able to kind of see that while the mouse is in motion. And then it would fade away once the mouse stopped moving. So just there to give you a little bit of extra visual support.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's, of course, lots of stuff for magnification. You're also telling me one of the Android features is available on the Chromebooks as well, the Select to Speech feature for low vision users.
Yes. So we did launch our own version of Select to Speak, which is quite similar to how Android launched theirs as well. So when Select to Speak is on, it's kind of like it's on-demand text-to-speech. So you can use the search key, which again is the same modifier key as Chromevox. You hold down the search key, and then you can either click a given line of text or drag a box around a certain area of the screen, whether it's text or images or icons or tabs, whatever it may be, and then it will speak aloud whatever is in that area. There's also word-by-word highlighting available, so that can be really helpful, of course, for anyone like me who's low vision, but then also, honestly, anyone perhaps who's dyslexic or anyone who just benefits from listening to the speech spoken aloud while visually reading it. So that has been released this year, or actually at the end of last year too, and we've been adding more and more. So for example, we added the word-by-word highlighting. We also added the ability to, if you, for example, don't want to drag a box around a whole area, you can just highlight certain text, like if you were to just select text as you typically would select text, and then press a keystroke, search plus S, and have only that text spoken aloud as well. So we added that way to use the feature. And coming soon in the next milestone that reaches the stable channel, we have the ability to use Select to Speak with touch or mouse or stylus as well. So there'll be a little button on the screen that you can interact with if you choose to.
Very cool. There's a lot going on here, and there's a lot with people trying to learn, let's say, the Chromebooks for education, especially lots of trainers that might want to get into that. How do you recommend someone get started trying to transition over, maybe using a Chromebook? What's the best way to start dive in and learn everything?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would recommend, we actually have a video series. It's called the Chrome and Chrome OS Accessibility Video Series on YouTube. It's part of the broader Chrome YouTube channel. If you just do a Google search for just Chrome and Chrome OS accessibility YouTube, you should be able to find the playlist. And at this point, I believe we have 18 videos in there. It's all about, you know, navigating the Chromebook with a keyboard, making your Chromebook easier to see, using ChromeVox. And we'll be adding more later this year as well to cover some of the newer features like the Dock to Magnifier. So I would recommend taking a look at those videos and then also looking at the Chromebook Help Center. If you go to the Chromebook Help Center on that main page when you first arrive, there's an accessibility section, and that will take you to a number of different articles and kind of help you to get started. Yeah.
Great. I know people have feedback, and you've got to do a lot with user feedback to help improve features. And what's the best way to communicate? And
yeah, so I would say our team has a couple of different community groups. We have Google groups. So if you're interested in joining our Google groups, we have a few that I'd recommend. So first, we have the chromebook-accessibility@googlegroups.com email address. And then we have a ChromeVox specific one. So it's chromevox-discuss@googlegroups.com. These are both great communities to join if you want to kind of be in touch with people on our team, as well as just people in the community who are interested in kind of talking about different topics, posing questions to the broader group. So to join those, you can either do a Google search for those email addresses, or you can go to groups.google.com and then search for those, and then you'll have to request to join, and then you'll be in the group.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you've been hearing a lot about disability-support@google.com. People can email as well for questions.
Yes, any questions about anything Google accessibility. Yep.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for sharing some of the latest with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And be sure to come back to Blind Margaret's for the rest of our Google coverage and all of our summer convention coverage from NFB and ACB 2018.
Exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys
online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.